It is time now for Where's Art with Annie Dugan, and Annie Dugan herself joins us this morning live and in color here on the air. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa. It is, as always, a fabulous week in art in the Northland, starting this Tuesday with a talk at the Tweed Museum of Art. They do, usually the first Tuesday of the month, they do an event called Tweevenings. And this Tuesday, it'll be Ken Bloom, who happens to be also the director of the Tweed Museum of Art. And he curated the photography exhibition that is up there right now, that is really just a fascinating way to look at photography. The title of the show is called A Thousand Words, and he's going to talk about his curatorial eye when he was looking through the collection of the Tweed. And really, the show does a number of things, one of which is show the real depth of photography that is at the Tweed. And another is I think Bloom has a really interesting eye when he's looking at, for this particular show, he looked at subject, photographer, and viewer, and sort of the relationship between all three of those. And the fact that a lot of times, you know, it's the photographer and the subject, and it's this, and just the changing, the mutability of power roles in subject, photographer, and viewer, and sort of who gets the say. Really, he's used this incredibly powerful collection to examine identity in an interesting way. So he's going to speak about that 6:30 to 8 at the Tweed. I love that he mixed in, you know, sort of standout names that are superstars in the photography world, along with local artists who have a really strong voice as well. So that'll be great. If you haven't seen the show, it's a great way to see the show and also get some background information. So that's this Tuesday. Wednesday at the Duluth Art Institute and the Depot is the Finnish Independence Day celebration from 5 to 8:30. And in the Steffel Gallery of the Depot, there's an exhibition celebrating 100 years of Finnish independence. Marlene Wisery, who's just a powerhouse, dynamic force in the community, worked with a team of folks to put together this Finnish 100 exhibition, I'm really anxious to see what they have come up with. She's the powerhouse behind the Sami Center that has been doing a lot of really fascinating program with Indigenous people of Finland, really a great way to celebrate Finnish heritage and Finnish culture. So that's this Wednesday from 5 to 8:30. Thursday is a reception at Lizard's Gallery for Terry Milliken's Meditation Pieces. These are these really incredibly colorful, joy-filled mandalas that Terry has created. Terry is really a force in the community of artists in our area, and she has done, I've seen her landscape work, I've seen her abstract work, and these mandalas are just a fascinating way of looking at, you know, using artwork as a means of meditation in a really wonderful way. So each one of them can, you know, you can spend a really long time with, but there's multiple ones at Lizards for everybody to enjoy. I also forgot to mention on Tuesday at the Tweed, there is also a student exhibition of graphic design work that'll be on view most Tuesdays at the Tweed. I've mentioned this before on Where's Art, but it's worth mentioning again. The visual arts department, the studio arts department, usually always has a student show on Tuesday evenings at the Tweed, and it's just a great way of seeing what kind of fresh, inventive, you know, what's going on in the zeitgeist and what is going on in young people's minds as it relates to visual arts. And there's always something, you know, I always go away with something new and exciting when I see these shows. And this particular opening is focusing on design work. So 3D design, 2D design, I'm really excited to see what the design students have come up with at the Tweed. And then December, I am giving you a couple books every Where's Art in December to feast your eyes upon and drool over a little bit. I think this is a great time of year to sort of focus on art books. Because they are in and of themselves, they sort of are almost artworks themselves. And this one in particular, I think, fits that. It's called Detail Culture. And if you have any architecture geeks in your family and friends, this is sort of, this is their tome from this year. It's I love the subtitle of the book title is If Buildings Had DNA, Case Studies of Mutations. And it's really a focus on contemporary architecture and what contemporary architects are looking at and trying to do with their spaces and their buildings. And there's some incredible interviews with superstars like Zaha Hadid, Stephen Hall, but the illustrations of the layout plans in these, like I'm personally a map geek. I love looking at maps, and I see this book as sort of this hybrid between the two. So Detail Culture, spelled with a K. And then the other one I'm really excited about is a book. It was based on an exhibition. It's called Radical Women, Latin American Art from 1960 to 1985. And this really is showcasing women in Latin America and women in the United States with Latin American heritage who were really influential voices in that period of art history and of art, and really giving them their due. And there's an exhibition at the Walker right now, a show of Cuban art. And so I think this is a great piece. You know, when you go down and enjoy that show, this will be a great companion book to that exhibition. So a couple more books to drool over, Lisa, and I'll have a couple more next week as well.
Well, yeah. You know, we discourage, of course, talking about books on this radio program because we're not big readers
books, right?
Here. Oh, yeah.
Information, pah.
Yeah, exactly. Big, heavy books you can hold in your hands and turn the pages.
Right.
Yeah, who needs it? All right. Annie, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It's always lovely, and we'll schmooze again next week.
Thanks, Lisa. Bye-bye.
Annie Dugan, our host for Where's Art? Mondays right here on Northland Morning.